Psalm 38, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me when my foot slippeth. They magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Oh, the pain and corruption of our sin! Oh, the grief and misery of our iniquities! Oh, how sin rots within us, and eats away from within! How it ruins life and destroys joy, and isolates and destroys. Oh God, don't destroy us. Have mercy on your people, O Lord. We are feeble and broken, weak and heavy laden, troubled and bowed down in grief and heaviness. Please God, have mercy. Please God, deliver us. Have you sinned against the Lord? Don't cry out to man to deliver you. Cry out to the Lord for mercy and forgiveness. Don't justify yourself. Wait until the Lord justifies you and clears your name. Don't comfort yourself. Wait for the Lord to comfort you with His peace. Don't look to people for solace and acceptance. Wait for the Lord to accept you. Have you sinned? Don't minimize it. Cry out for mercy and forgiveness. Yes, there are consequences to sin. Yes, there is chastening for sin. No, these times are not pleasant. But let your only hope be in the Lord. Confess your iniquity. Be truly sorry for your sin. Don't make light of it. It was not a light matter to the Father when Christ was crucified for our sin. No, only the Lord can forgive. But if you turn to Him with all your heart, if you cry out to Him and wait for Him, He will not forsake you. He will not be far from you. He will make haste to help you, for He is your salvation. Psalm 38.